When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
Yeah.
I get emotional sometimes. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
Well, honestly, next Friday, when you get your direct deposit, will you send it back?
Absolutely not. Our amazing producers. How about RJ Santillo?
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
Watch your back, Dinklage. And the very handsome, sometimes brings two ladies home, Raymond Santiago.
They live in Ohio. I'd be miserable too.
Oh, wow.
Oh. And now he's crushing an entire state. Big shout out to the companies. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Reed Garrett sounds like a youth pop star, like a 16-year-old singing star from Northern New York or something.
Yeah, Northern New York, a real hotbed for youth pop stars. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us, ladies. You can hear it every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, you guys know it, 1-800-919-3776.
D'Agostino. Law, bite back.
Beautiful, still a fraud. We have some awesome, and I mean awesome things to talk about for today's show. Our Mets keep winning. They complete the sweep of the Pirates and finish up a 5-1 homestand. For those keeping track at home, yesterday's win was their 10th in the last 13 games. Yankees avoided the sweep in Toronto. Knicks will face the Sixers, and Dave is not scared. We have dates and times for the Islanders and Rangers game ones. And as always on the Thursday, we've already done this, because this is the West Coast Open. We had observations. We had Did It Happen in Florida. We had the big time station ID at 8. We will do stuff you missed at 9:15. But before we get to all of that, let me tell you a story of a man and his dream.
I would be an elite porn director.
He grew up in the industry.
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here.
And it was this love of breastfeeding that led us to this.
Bosom, bosom, bosom.
And this.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
But it wasn't just his love of the bosom that separated him from all the rest. This man conducted his films like an orchestra.
Hey, bassoon, you get going.
And coached his stars like Herb Brooks.
Can you say bosom?
Bosom.
Say it again.
Bosom.
Say it like you mean it.
Bosom.
All of this to produce ecstasy like this. Here he is, my man with a dream, our very own Martin Scorsese, the one and only. David Hugh Rothenberg.
Wow. You know what? I missed the open at 6 o'clock. It might have been worth the wait. That was something.
Listen, it is what it is.
You know why I think today might have been better?
Why?
I think sometimes you do the open at 6 and you're just getting going and maybe a little tired. I think 9 o'clock, you're all lubed up. Like, you are all lathered, ready, you know, you're at a high level already, and then you just throw the open in, and this is what you get. That was sensational.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not one negative to say about that open.
Thanks to Raymond.
Yeah, I'd make love to that open if I could.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what that fitting. Open was.
Yeah, it would seem fitting after that open.
It really does. That, you know, take the rest of the show.
If you mean it. Only I mean, if you
I,
mean
I,
it.
I would love it, but I mean, it was that good that I'd be, you should just, you what do you want to do? Like, you want to lead the show? You want me to get into some certain topic? Like, you deserve to be rewarded for that open. That's
I mean,
how
I
good
think
I
he's considered now the Mets pimp. That's what they call him.
That's true. I looked it up. His name's like Max Wiener. He's the Mets pimp.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
It makes a whole host of sense. So, I want to get to the calls. People are lined up for the Mets and Yankees. We'll get there. 1-800-919-3776. But I think we start the show like we – or start the hour, start kind of the show with the West Coast Open the way we started the show back at 6 o'clock. And that's what the Knicks have. And I said this earlier, and I stand by it. I think you feel not as strongly but similarly to me, and that is I'm not scared of Philadelphia. I was unimpressed with them last night, and the most that reason that I am not terrified of them whatsoever is there is no way anyone can convince me that Joel Embiid is remotely healthy. So I like the matchup for the Knicks against the 76ers.
Right, but I don't know if the word you need to use is scared. I don't think us talking about who the matchup or the better matchup was going to be was ever about the Knicks being scared of anyone.
But I've heard a lot of people over the last 48, 72 hours, you should have lost, it should have been Indiana, I'm fearful of Miami, I'm scared of Philadelphia, these are teams that are better, you know, they'd have 50-plus wins had Embiid never been hurt. All that well and good. In my mind, the Knicks are the better team.
Yeah, and after watching what Joel Embiid looked like last night, I understand why you would feel the way that you feel. I think the whole conversation started because, I mean, as you're going into that final game and how things eventually turned out, you had three teams that you were looking at, right? It was going to be the Pacers, the Heat, or the Sixers. And which of those three did you feel like you matched up with the best? And I think a lot of people thought Indiana. But here's the thing. That was never going to be what the Knicks thought about going into the final game of the season. That's not who they are. That's not how Tibbs coaches. You heard Dante yesterday talking about we're not afraid of any of the smoke. Like, this team fears no one. So they were going to go out. They were going to play how they normally play, try to win the game, which they did. They finished with 50 wins. And, you know, they get stuck in a matchup that isn't kind of, you know, what you would normally hope to see when you finish in two, getting a team like the Sixers as the seventh seed. But, you know, they have a superstar that was hurt.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think this is the Sixers that you're terrified of seeing. I mean, watching.
Well, I don't think terrified is the right word to use either.
All right, well, I'm not worried about Philadelphia. I'm not. And maybe that's a dumb take, but I think that this whole notion of this is some big, bad, scary team. And I mean, I'm watching Embiid slouched over. I don't know whether he's not in great shape or he's legitimately banged up, but or both. But he did not look remotely to be himself last night. And if that's the version of Joel Embiid that I'm going to get in this series, then you know what? Let's go. I think the Knicks make quick work of Philadelphia.
Well, so now it's quick work.
If that's the version of Embiid I get, yes, I think quick work.
And by quick work, we mean
five
games.
Mm-hmm. If I see that version of Joel Embiid, because I'll tell you what.
Well, why would it change? He's not going to get healthier as we move along.
No, you wouldn't think so. No, I think that he's going to have a real problem. I think that the Knicks, listen, Miami doesn't have physicality like the Knicks have as far as big guys down low. I mean, Adebayo is good, but I mean, the Knicks have two of those guys they can throw at you.
All right, but I wouldn't say that Miami doesn't have physicality.
No, they're a physical team, but I'm saying as far as individual matchups. Right, Adebayo's good, but he's not enormous. Hartenstein and Robinson are certainly big physical players out there.
Yeah, they're big physical players. Absolutely right. I'm not saying, and the entire time, I was never trying to make the point that I thought the Knicks were going to lose the series.
I'm not attacking you.
I feel like you're attacking me a little
but
bit.
But I'm not attacking. I have heard so much in the last 48 hours of, look what the Knicks did. And they're going to get beaten by Miami, or they're going to get beaten by Philadelphia. And this is not directed at you. I mean, I've heard it from I've heard it from national media. I've heard it from local fans. We've taken phone calls on it. And the only person that I feel like has been kind of my compadre this entire time is Santiago, who has said, I'm fearful of nobody. And after watching Philly last night, I'm less fearful or on alert or whatever you want to say than I was even going into the game yesterday.
So there was nothing you saw last night
nothing.
That made you feel any differently?
Nothing. In fact, watching last night made me feel better, and I'm perplexed that this is a pick'em series in Las Vegas.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Knicks have to prove it to everybody.
Why?
I don't know. I would ask the same question as why. I mean, it took so long for everyone to recognize how important and valuable Jalen Brunson was. And the kind of season he was having.
So are we just like on a time delay where it takes like an extra month or two or six for people around the country or even some people locally to catch up to what they are?
Dave, there was a time not too long ago where Jalen Brunson was too small, wasn't good enough. Wasn't the, I mean, the Knicks wouldn't have the two best players on the floor. Like, yeah, that was, those were conversations that were being had. And now he's silenced all that. He's actually getting the recognition that he deserves. And this Knicks team now has the opportunity to shut everyone up for good now.
Good. I hope they shut everyone up. I hope they shut Barkley up. I hope they shut Kenny Smith up. I hope they shut up Philadelphia fans. I hope Andrew Gundling shuts up. Shut up.
Oh, I think you just revealed something.
Just attack Gundling.
Has Gundling been mouthing off to you?
Not even a little bit. Gundling's not like that. You know that.
So why'd you say Gundling shut up?
Because he's a big Sixers fan.
He thinks Philly. He thinks Gundling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you get me. Yeah. But he's not said a word.
You implied that Gundling was talking.
He is not talking. He is maybe the most respectful sports fan that I know.
He's very respectful.
He will not do that kind of stuff. Like, not like me. I'll go get right in your face. But he is very respectful.
There was that time when he almost punched you in the face.
I believe, and I take great honor in this, that I got Andrew Gundling as angry as anybody's ever gotten him in his entire life.
I've never ever, and I don't know him as long as most people, but right. I've never seen him that angry, ever.
RJ, would you agree that on the Mount Rushmore of getting someone angry, Andrew Gundling was as good as it gets?
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing!
That's pretty mad right there. You know what's tough, though? I think you wear it like a badge of honor.
Oh, I do.
Why, though?
Well, firstly, it blew up in my face, so he got the last laugh. It was awful.
Yeah, but he wanted to physically harm you.
Dave takes pride in setting people off, though.
Yeah. Part of my charm.
Poor RJ was just in the corner of his little desk having some cereal too and that whole thing.
I know.
I was trapped.
Why do you have to say poor little RJ though?
Well, because he was just like, I felt bad for him in there. That's where he used to go hang out. He was like kind of over there in the corner with his desk. He'd have his little boxes. He'd have his big box of cereal.
Yeah, his oats.
Cheerios, whatever it was.
You know what Andrew used to tell me though? During March Madness, back when Georgetown was good, that your tweets would be so obnoxious, he would actually unfollow you for stretches.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure that's true.
But it's a friend of yours.
I love Andrew. We went for lunch last week.
It just doesn't seem like... seems like an interesting crossroads to be with someone you consider a friend.
Well, I think Dave's definition of friend is different than everyone else's definition
not.
Of friend.
No,
I think he uses
not.
Us like puppets for entertainment when he gets bored.
Yeah.
No. You guys are out of your minds. All I started by saying is that Andrew Gundling is as respectful as a sports fan as I've ever met. Now you're coming after me?
No, I don't think we're coming after you. I think we're just kind of trying to understand you.
Listen, I thought that the Carson Wentz injury meant that the Eagles were done. And I was pleased that the Eagles were going to be done. Unfortunately, that was not the case because
right.
Bill Belichick had to make a statement in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Malcolm Butler. I don't care what Malcolm Butler did. You play him in the game.
And Nick Foles was great.
Which will never make sense because he stinks.
Well, he won them a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he sure did.
Right in your face.
Probably should have lost that first game to Atlanta. Then they went up against the great Case Keenum, which was a joke. And then yeah. I don't know how they beat
right. If you kept your mouth shut and you said, listen, Andrew, Ray, you guys are having a great season. I'm sorry that Carson Wentz blew up his knee. No, that's not what you did.
No, I danced in front of him.
Danced in front of him, mocked him. Right, just blew up right in your face.
Right in my face.
Ugh.
It's one of the worst moments of my life.
No, we got to deal with now in Philly. They're greasing up poles and people are
eating
horse manure.
Oh, it was awful.
Ugh.
Awful.
Kelsey just lost his ring in a vat of chili.
Good. I'm glad. Just honestly, I've had enough of at least Jason Kelsey. It's enough of him already.
He's at WrestleMania.
Like, I'm going to do a moronic thing and be shocked by it and now make news from it.
Living his best life.
He hid his ring in a vat. His wife was embarrassed by him recently.
Well, let's not pretend like that hasn't happened to all of us once in a while.
Not on that large of a stage.
Whoa, how many? Because we're not on that large of a stage.
Well, I mean, come on. You're going to a game. You're watching your brother play, and you have to take your shirt off and start jumping from the press box down to the seats.
Listen, it's working for him. That's all I can say.
I guess.
Whatever he's doing is working.
I guess. Let's get back to the Knicks and the concern or the worry or lack thereof going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, a series you can hear every game. Right here, 98.7 ESPN. 1-800-919-3776. Ray in Brooklyn. Hi, Ray. You're next up on 98.7.
Gentlemen, listen, I am pissed off, and let me, enlighten you guys as to why. Rick, you just said we saw what Embiid looked like yesterday. I am so tired, not necessarily you, Rick, or Dave, but everybody in the media making excuses and crying rivers for lovable loser, second-round KO, Joel Embiid. I know what he looked like yesterday. He looked like playoff Embiid. Let me read some stats off to you guys. This guy was not – the Sixers are 9-0 since his return. He's averaging over 30 a game. He's taking all of those shots. He was regular season, bullish bully, Joel Embiid, and people were talking about, oh, my God, he looks so great. You know, this is a great athlete. He's one of the, you know, one of the best, most elite athletes in the world. Now, all of a sudden, he looks like playoff Joel Embiid. And I got to listen to morons like Stephen A. Smith say they should use him as a decoy. He averaged 30 points a game since his return. How is that a decoy?
Did he look right last night, Ray, to you? Did he look like Joel Embiid watching the game last night?
Okay, Dave. Yes, he did. He looked
Come on. He looked hobbled.
This is what he looks like.
No, he's better than that. He looked hobbled. Nah. He didn't look healthy last night.
He averaged 23 a game in the playoffs last season on this same shooting percentage. This is Joel Embiid. When the Knicks kicked their ass, I don't want to hear any excuses. They were 9-0, and he looked like Joel Embiid in the regular season, and now he looks like playoff Joel Embiid. I don't want to hear it.
No one's making any excuses, and thanks for the call. I don't care what he. I don't care if he doesn't play.
I hope he doesn't play.
I don't have Julius Randle. I don't care. Listen, the Eagles won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. The Giants won a Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler. Next man up. Nobody wants to hear your excuses. Nobody cares. Nobody. So go out there and whip their ass, like you said.
Yeah, but I don't ever think that you bringing up how Joel Embiid looked last night was you trying to make an excuse for him.
I'm not making excuses for anybody.
You were excited that he didn't look healthy.
Absolutely. I thought he looked like a shell of himself last night.
And there was also talk. Yeah, but there was also talk, though, in the nine games that they, you know, since he's been back and they haven't lost the game. I mean, the teams that they've beaten also, I mean, his hesitancy to play like you're accustomed to seeing him play with the knee.
You know what else I'm excited to see? This is going to be like seven games, OG Anunoby. There's Maxi. Stop him. Like, I want to see that lockdown version of him in this series. Because if I have a hobbled Embiid and I have Maxi who's slowed by Anunoby, I'm going to win the series.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think you like that matchup.
I love that matchup.
Dude, I mean, it's like every kind of... And I know this is just regular season stuff. Like, every kind of stat you look at since they brought in OG and their record. And, like, I'm looking at one right now that I took a picture of. So, with OG and Jalen playing together, Knicks were 19-2. When they were on the floor together, they scored 125 points per 100 possessions and only allowed 102. So, I mean, you want to talk about the perfect fit, and we'll see how this, you know, how this looks in the postseason. But I'm not worried about Jalen Brunson. I'm not. I saw it in Dallas. I'm not worried about him. Because there are others that I am worried about that I'm going to still have to see, like, go do it in the postseason.
Right, I want to get to RJ for stuff you missed, but the biggest worry for you as far as a player is?
I think the consistency of Dante scoring.
Okay.
Because you've seen during the season when he has bad, it's hard with no Julius Randle, when he has bad nights, where are you getting those points from?
Yeah, I think it's a fair point, and we'll see. I mean, I think he'll be okay, and if he's not, and if he struggles, and Embiid is better, and then this will blow up in my face. But right now, I feel pretty good about the Knicks and the 76ers. RJ?
Yes, Dave.
RJ?
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Oh, there you are. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Raymond, start it up.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
So, Dave, you touched on it, but in case you got to hear it again, Game 1, Knicks Sixers, Saturday, Madison Square Garden, 6 p.m. Game 2, if you have tickets, Monday, 7:30. If you don't have tickets...
Is it not 7:30 Monday?
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if you don't have tickets, as you said, you got to listen right here, okay. 98.7 ESPN.
But the time doesn't change whether you have tickets or not.
No, I'm just saying, if you have tickets, make sure you're there.
Right.
At that time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you miss a game.
Right.
You don't want that.
No, nobody wants that. Those are not cheap tickets.
But otherwise, yes, you can hear the games right here. And you don't even need tickets for that. That's nice. So, Bojan Bogdanovic apparently visited doctors yesterday, had his left wrist scoped. Been dealing with some soreness in that wrist. Not expected to keep him out of any of these games. Who may miss some games, or game, Jimmy Butler. MCL injury, we assume, yesterday. Played through it, got hurt in the first quarter. MRI later today. Jimmy, you're going to be okay.
I mean, I don't want to jinx it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope that I'm fine. I hope I wake up tomorrow and I can still stick and move. But, you know, right now I can't say that that's the case. I mean, I fell. He landed and my knee just didn't do well, I guess. I don't know. But it's not a good feeling, I can tell you that.
So we will see.
That's not good.
Doesn't sound great.
No.
Doesn't sound great. Kobe White dropped 42. Bulls beat the Hawks 131-116. So Atlanta's out. Alex Caruso in that game for Chicago sprained left ankle.
Did you see how he sprained his left ankle?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
He ran into Andre Drummond.
Wasn't great. So his availability for the game against Miami, a battle for the 8 seed in the East, tomorrow is very much in doubt. So injury's a big part of that game for who will get the right to face Boston, which probably won't go great, but you never know. It is Boston.
Boston's got to be rooting like crazy for Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure. They don't want. I mean, they'll score at will against Chicago. Chicago plays no defense.
You're right. I don't know it. I know Boston has a playoff reputation, but if they were to lose to Chicago, Miami, if they were to lose, period.
If they don't go to the NBA Finals, they're going to get crushed.
Okay. If they don't go to the NBA Finals, I don't really know what you do with this team.
Yeah, I agree with you. But would you be shocked if they lost? Like, a 1-8 rarely, if ever, goes to the 8. Miami is one of those teams that you'd be like, ooh.
Based on their demons, Miami is the last team they want to see.
I agree. Totally agree.
What would you do? I mean, you've already paid Jaylen Brown. You just paid Jrue Holiday. You're going to pay
Tatum.
Maybe fire Mazzulla.
I guess.
Because, you're not going to change the team.
That's not far-fetched. I think that could happen.
Well, if Kendrick Perkins said what I mean is true.
You throw his
brain in a bird. So
is there anything more disrespectful any ever said about anybody ever?
No.
Never.
It's pretty disrespectful, Dave.
Almost as disrespectful as what you said the guy on the pickleball court.
It was pretty mean.
I feel badly about that.
Well, do you, though? Do you actually?
I'm telling you I do, yes.
At least you didn't say this.
Philosophy of we're going to get up more threes than you. You know, when they do and they hit him, he looks great. And then you have the other Joe Mazzulla who just stands over there, and you wonder, like, if you take his brain out and you put it in the bird is going to start flying backwards, okay? You got that Joe Mazzulla. You know why I say that?
No.
Because he doesn't get these guys easy looks.
I like how he says, you know why I said that.
I love the response. No. Why did you say that?
It was pretty bad.
I went into a moment where I lost my, you name it, I lost it.
Okay, and what did you say to him?
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I think I need you to rescind that.
What a teammate you are.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
You have to find him.
Find the fat guy?
Make it right.
Yeah, buy him lunch.
That's just what he needs, RJ.
No. That's the last thing he wants
to do. I couldn't afford that lunch.
Oh.
What? You should have seen the size of this guy, RJ.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe give him a skill.
Yeah. I teach him how to knit or something like that.
And I said, rather than give this person the money, I'm going to give him
a skill.
We were thinking the same thing, Raymond.
Yeah.
Zion out for tomorrow night's game against the Kings. It's a playing game for the Pelicans in Sacramento. He has a strained hamstring, so he's out even if they advance. He's not going to be reevaluated for 2 weeks. So even if they do advance to face Oklahoma City, you will not see Zion.
That's a shock to nobody, right?
I mean, he played, what did he play, 71 games this year, I think?
So, yeah, got himself in shape. I mean, he was a monster in that game against the Lakers.
He was phenomenal in the game.
So I guess not a shock, but it's surprising. He was pretty available. I mean, we've all gone after Zion a good amount for one reason or another, not being on the floor. But yeah, this year he played 70 games. So, anyways, won't see him in this one. Jonte Porter, who gambled on his own props and against his own team, the Raptors, the NBA found out he's banned for life. He's done. So you won't see him anymore.
This is so disturbing.
Yep. Turns out he disclosed confidential team information to bettors, and in at least one game it was confirmed. I don't know how they proved this, but he limited his own participation. So, he's gone forever. Ilya Sorokin made 40 saves. Stop Sidney Crosby on a penalty shot with about 30 seconds left. Isles top the Pens 5-4 at UBS. Classy moment, by the way, from your Isles, Rick, as they each went through an individual handshake line with Jeff Carter, who's done after 20 years. Also scored in his final game, so classy move from the Isles.
Yeah, real nice career, too.
Yes.
Carter.
Isles open Saturday, right?
Yes, against Carolina.
Yeah.
I think it's a 5 o'clock game.
I believe you're right.
Auston Matthews could not get to 70 goals. He tried, hit a crossbar. In the Leafs 6-4 loss to the Lightning. Lightning. As David would say, Nikita Kucherov in that same game became the fifth player. See, this is tough. He's the fifth player ever to get 100 assists in a single season. It was just done last week by Connor McDavid.
Lightning!
Yeah, so there's only been 5 guys ever. Those two, Wayne, Mario, and...
Do horses eat ore?
Yeah, Bobby Orr. Coyotes are off to Utah. Feels like this escalated quickly. I remember hearing just a couple of weeks ago they were talking about getting something done in Arizona, finally getting a building built, and now they're done. They're literally going to Utah. They're going to sign the papers today. So goodbye, Mullet Arena. I guess we hardly knew you.
Well, that's good for them, though.
Yeah, it's time.
They have to get out of it.
It feels like it's time.
We were trying to get out of there back when we were negotiating when we locked out. They made no money, and that team compared to where we were trying to get a move to, they wanted to get a move to Hamilton. It would have been, I can't even, I probably shouldn't say the numbers, but it was outrageous the amount of money that we were losing as a league by not moving that team.
Why? They went from where to Arizona?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg to Arizona.
And that was a disaster.
What was the thought process behind that originally?
Moving. It was part of Gary's kind of like spreading hockey around the country to non-traditional markets.
Yeah. But how many kicks at the can did they get in Arizona? Insisting on keeping that team there.
The Phoenix Coyotes, the Arizona Coyotes.
They went through 3 arenas.
Played at Arizona State.
It was bad.
Yeah. And you hear like, oh, they've got a new arena deal. It's going to happen. And like 2 weeks later. Nope, not happening. And they're going to Salt Lake. Bye.
Bye-bye. Also bye-bye if you're a fan watching the Red Sox and the Guardians. That game lasted 1 hour and 49 minutes. Shortest 9-inning game since 2010. That was Armando Galarraga's near-perfect game that turned into an absolute mess. Justin Verlander going to make a season debut tomorrow against the Nats. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, hi.
Darius Slayton did not report to Giants voluntary workouts.
He wants a new contract, RJ.
Yeah, he's due to make a little over $6 million this year. He's not happy, though. He wants more. J.K. Dobbins is going to sign a 1-year deal with the Chargers. Maybe he's going to replace Ryan Matthews. We don't know. So they've become like Baltimore West, by the way. They bring in Greg Roman, the former OC in Baltimore.
Well, they have Gus Edwards, too.
And they get Gus Edwards. Yeah. And now J.K. Dobbins playing Harbaugh football.
And by the way, Harbaugh was, in fact, living in his RV.
He was.
Yeah, I saw a tour of it.
It's a nice RV.
Yeah.
You remember how we told you Rafael Nadal is back?
Yep.
Well, he's out.
Well, but it's not a bad loss. I mean, Dimonor is terrific.
Well, he's out in the Barcelona Open. And Real Madrid eliminates Man City in the Champions League. Madrid advances to the semis via penalties. And that's the bleep you missed.
RJ, I believe it's Barcelona.
It is. That's how
Barcelona,
they say it.
Barcelona, RJ.
That is how they say it there, yeah.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you like to get to the calls, or would you like to hear why there is a person who I think is very well respected in the league who thinks that J.J. McCarthy not a fit for the Giants?
Who? I think we take the calls first because I think a lot of these are Nick's calls.
Okay, so we'll do that. 1-800-919-3776. And you know, if you call and you're on hold during the melange, we will get to you. Let's go to Lang in Connecticut. Hi, Lang. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, boy. Let me tell you, I was so relieved to see the Sixers pull it out last night. Not because the Knicks can't handle the Heat, but if you watch the game very closely, the Heat do a lot of non-basketball-type subtle plays. Lowry is infamous for this, and I'm sure we're going to see it with the Sixers. But just two quick examples, and then I want to raise a concern I have playing against the Sixers. Toward the end of the game, Bam cleared out under the guise of a box out his defender, which led to a wide open lane and a dunk. Even Jimmy Butler, when he shoots, like when in the play when he got hurt, he likes to kick out his right leg. And I don't know why the refs deem that to be a natural motion only for him. Maybe it's seniority. But Kelly Oubre did not break the plane. He went straight up. But Jimmy Butler always kicks out his right leg. Now, my concern has to do with Embiid shooting the three ball. I don't know how we defend it if Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson don't like to get out to the three, and if Embiid's making that. I don't know if we do a matchup zone. And I sure as hell don't hope that Batum puts up another 28, because if that happens...
Of course you don't.
The Knicks will deserve, and I hate to say this, diehard Knicks fan, if he puts up another 28 points any game this series, they deserve to lose. Hopefully that won't happen.
Of course you hope that won't happen. All right, we got to run because we got some breaking news. RJ saw this, brought it to my attention.
Woj bomb.
Yeah.
Woj bomb.
Now you're really upset that Miami didn't find a way to hang on and win that game. Jimmy Butler's going to be out for at least the next few weeks with that knee issue.
That's not good news for the Heat.
That's terrible news for the Heat.
Yeah.
And it's very, very good news for the Boston Celtics.
It would have been good news for us if the Heat had won last night.
I felt like the Heat should have won that game last night.
It felt like they should have won, yeah.
Like it felt they had it. They were up comfortably, and the two shots missed for the chicken. I felt kind of changed the entire feel of that game.
Yeah, well, then the second half too. Philly started to figure out how to handle the zone, their zone defense too.
Yeah. Well, Batum had a lot of open shots, and then Embiid, I can't believe they left him wide open a couple times to step into a three or two.
Yeah, I gotta tell you too, and I can't even tell you how many times I've had this written down in notes when we play the Sixers. Mm. Is there anyone in the league that has an uglier 3-point shot than Campaign?
Oh, it's brutal looking.
Ugh, well, he hit one from the right
corner. From the right corner, right?
Ugh. It is grotesque looking.
And then down the stretch, you remember, like, they took some shots. It was like they were awful.
Who, Miami?
No, Philadelphia. They had like a stretch where they took like four or five threes, and they were like clanging off the backboard, and it was bad.
Well, Tobias Harris took one, they booed him.
Right.
He got booed.
How about that? Like, you take a three, it goes up and misses, and they're booing you as you jog back the other way.
Gotta love Philly. Batum had that nice putback, though. Big block. He had the big block on Hero. He was huge for them last night.
Batum saved the game for them last night.
He was huge for them.
He absolutely saved the game for them last night.
I can't wait for this series.
I know. I'm excited, too. I can't believe Jimmy Butler's going to be out for a couple weeks, though.
That crushes Miami.
Yes. But I'm just thinking, like, if there's any team that could rally around that, could it be Miami or no?
Yeah, rally around, though. Are you going to get by Boston?
No, I don't see how you do.
I mean, that was it. Jimmy Butler healthy in that series again, you know, assuming they take care of business or would have taken care of business against Chicago. Like, that can't be, if you're Boston, that can't be the team you want to see in the first round.
No. I mean, that was the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Especially if you get through it. Like, what does that take out of you as you move forward?
Yeah, that's a fair point. But no, Butler, I just, how are they going to score?
Are they going to rely on,
Hero's going to have to
Tyler Hero.
And he wasn't healthy last year. So maybe
his hand last year.
Right. So maybe they say we have him and we don't have Butler and we can figure it out a way. But it feels like a daunting task.
I don't know. It feels like the only reason you ever think that Miami has a real chance is because of playoff Jimmy is part of it.
Right. Nick in Woodbridge. Hi, Nick. You're next up.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I think, like, first with the Heat, I wouldn't have them in as a lock to even win Friday if Rozier's out at two. If he's out again, they struggle with scoring. But the Heat, well,
my only point is, and I don't think it's unfair, Chicago will pose no concern for Boston. The only team that gives Boston any remote concern in that series would be Miami. So it's either you play Miami without Jimmy Butler or you have no concern going up against Chicago, who plays no defense.
100% with you, 100% with you. But as far as the game goes last night, there's no way Embiid was healthy. And if you look, like, you look even at his numbers, he got a quick, easy, I think, what, 7 or 8 points really in the last 2 minutes of that game. And you can call that, you know, clutch time scoring. But there was that and-one, he hit the three. His stat line, you know, from an offensive scoring perspective, wasn't anything crazy until literally the last 2 minutes. It was Nick Batum that carried them. What I would like to see with this upcoming series is we talked a lot about when we got OG that he can guard positions 1 through 5. Well, I want to see it. Like, if we're getting killed by Embiid, I would like to see Ananobi switch over on him and maybe eliminate a little bit of that mid-range game. I think he gets underneath. I don't think anyone can stop Embiid when he's underneath in the paint. But let's make his life a little bit more difficult and try to minimize what you get out of Tyrese Maxey. But I feel good about it. I think we will take this series. I really feel confident.
I feel like that as well. Thanks for the call. And I kind of feel like the bulk of the callers we've had today have a real clear vision of how the Knicks find their way to winning the series.
And I think it helps getting a chance to see what Joel Embiid looked like last night. That makes you feel better.
That makes you feel a ton better.
Because, there was already talk going into that game last night that what you've seen from him since he's been back from the knee is kind of an unwillingness to really bang around inside the paint just because he's trying to protect himself. And would that change? And all of a sudden, this is a kind of, you know, win and you're in scenario, and it didn't seem like it changed. He ends up having 11 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, so he had 12 points through three quarters and then scoring 11 in the fourth.
And he had a couple threes in the fourth. He had the rebound and the putback, which was an and one, which was a nice play. He had the really good pass to Oubre. But again, overall, that's not Joel Embiid. That was nowhere near Joel Embiid last night.
No, that wasn't the Joel Embiid that was right at the top of the list for MVP, averaging 35, and the team was 31-8. That was not that Joel Embiid.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you agree with me or not that if that's Joel Embiid, the Knicks win this series in 5 games?
I wouldn't say 5. I'm not going to say 5.
Okay, if that's Joel Embiid, do the Knicks win the series?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Then if it goes 6 or goes 7, I don't care. Just go and win the series.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rick loves this song. Rick's been so great today. Let's satiate him and play this song. I heard you had Thunder Road all queued up, ready to go.
I didn't like it.
What? You didn't like Thunder Road?
I thought it would be like a more climatic part of the song, and it wasn't. So I said, let me find something else. What's the problem?
whatever. It's fine.
That's a good song.
Yeah, that's great.
Stop.
No, it's great.
You're being just a baby.
No, it's always whatever makes Rick happy is how it works.
No, I don't think that was the intention. He had a song geared up, didn't like it, so we came back with this. He liked the part of this.
You never play Bruce Springsteen. You beat the
hell
out of that song.
That's a lie.
You know what? Tomorrow morning, play some Bruce then.
No, see, but then it'll be an entire show of Bruce. For you to say that I never play Springsteen, that's a lie.
Well, you know,
that is a
tomorrow
lie.
Morning, okay, here's what I'm going to ask for you. Tell me if you can meet this requirement. Tomorrow morning, give me at least 2 Bruce songs.
That's
not
easy.
Asking for a lot.
That's easy.
Okay, we agree?
Sure.
Beautiful.
But don't sit there and lie.
I did not lie. In my mind, that's the truth. 1-800-919-3776. So, you think Logan Ryan, very smart, right? Really good football player, intelligent guy.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what he says about J.J. McCarthy and the Giants.
New Yorkers, listen to me here. Do not trade up and give assets to get J.J. McCarthy at 4.
Thank you.
I just don't see if he's a better prospect than Daniel Jones coming out of college. Now, Daniel Jones' biggest issue, and I've played with Daniel. Guys love Daniel. Daniel works hard. Daniel earns respect of his teammates. Obviously, we're talking about we need more wins and losses. Daniel's biggest issue is staying healthy. And I think the injury history is why you may be weary of Daniel Jones. But you don't have the assets on offense to draft a McCarthy and say he's going to beat out Daniel this year, and who's he going to throw to? So I think you get one of these top pass catchers.
So a couple things on that. First of all, I love the car lock. Thank you! At the beginning. Secondly, no one says he has to come in here and beat out Daniel Jones. He has to come in here, learn the system, and eventually, at some point, get some reps, and then next year be the starting quarterback for the Giants. I mean, he's been here for 5 years. Are you sold on Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback?
No. No, but it doesn't matter what we think.
And well, you know what else he says? He has the ultimate respect of his teammates. Is that what was happening when they're saying Saquon should get paid and Daniel Jones shouldn't get paid?
Right.
Was that ultimate respect?
No, I don't think that's ultimate respect. I think that's just people in the locker room recognizing who's better than who. That Saquon's better at his position than Daniel Jones is at his position.
I don't think Daniel Jones is awful. I don't think you're winning a Super Bowl with Daniel Jones.
No, but I mean, you're not even close to winning a Super Bowl right now. Like, what is the return on paying him as much money as you're paying him right now? Like that, it has to, when you're paying your quarterback as much money as you're paying Daniel Jones, it has to be lined up the right way. The timeline has to make sense. And you're rebuilding.
I get it. But I think you always think like big picture, right? You think down the road.
Well, down the road, you're going to have to pay him more money.
Well, I don't want Daniel Jones. I want to move on to the next quarterback.
Right. So draft the quarterback. Give yourself more time. That's one of the other things that I'm sure they're thinking about.
I agree with you. And again, and we've said this, and this will be the case till we're blue in the face, and that is if J.J. McCarthy or Drake May or Bo Nix or whoever turns out to be a stud, it's not going to matter what you mortgage as far as future assets are concerned. And if they stink, then you'll be out if you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll anyway.
Well, remember who said that too? That was Brandon Bean that said that when they were questioning him about.
But it couldn't be more accurate.
Well, I'm just saying, who did Joe Shane work under?
Yeah, Brandon Bean.
Brandon Bean.
Yep.
So if no one's saying, by the way, too, no one's saying just draft the quarterback for the sake of drafting a quarterback. If Joe Shane and Brian Daboll feel the way that Logan Ryan feels about J.J. McCarthy, then they shouldn't draft him. Right, they should take Malik Nabers, whoever is sitting there.
Absolutely.
At 6.
Right, if Shane and Dave will look and they say, oh, McCarthy, I don't know, he's not that great, then no, of course you shouldn't do anything to bring him in.
Right, if you don't think he's an upgrade from what you already have,
but
or doesn't have the ability,
saying? Like if you don't like a guy, you don't take him. Period. Nonetheless, mortgage a future for him.
No, you're not in a spot where you have to do that. What makes this, dude? It's easy to connect the dots as to why it would make sense for the Giants to draft the quarterback this year. How Joe Shane structured Daniel Jones' contract, the fact you can get out of it after this year, Daniel Jones dealt with 2 more injuries last season, when he played wasn't that good anyway, and now you have one of these drafts where you have a really good quarterback class and you have the 6th overall pick.
Feels like it's time, and it feels like the Giants, at some point in the first 40 picks of this draft, will take a quarterback.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how actively they're trying to get that done.
What? So a week from today is the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, let's close it out with some calls, then we'll get 3 stars. Madrid in the Bronx. Hi, Madrid.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
We hear you great. We're responding to you. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to talk about how, well, I agree with everything you were saying earlier, Dave, that you're not scared of Philly. I'm not, honestly, I wouldn't have been scared of the Heat as well. I feel as if, for example, the other night, Charles Barkley, he's on TNT after a post game, and he's screaming out that we want to win this game, speaking in regards to Philly, that we want to face the Knicks. So you should go out there, play as hard as you can to face the Knicks. And I feel as if we're getting very so disrespected in a sense. We were top 10 in defense and offense. Other teams that accomplished that were the Thunder, was Boston, and I believe Denver. We're not
here but Madrid, Madrid, also recognize what he's saying when he says that, though. Right? If the Sixers lose to the Heat and then beat the Bulls, who do they face in round one? The Celtics.
Yeah, I get Celtics, it. Right. Yeah, right. That makes sense. But I'm just saying, like, fans in our fan base as well, everyone wants to pick and choose that, so who we're going to face. You know what? You can't, like, this is the playoffs. You're going to end up facing, everybody comes out, tries to play their A game. Just go out there and play your game that you've been playing the whole season and see where it gets you. That's it. Like, it's no picking and choosing over here outside of Boston.
You know what you say?
You
say that, but, I mean, you can pick. I'm not saying you desperately root for another team to win.
Teams do it.
You can pick and choose. If you're Boston right now, you want Miami or you want Chicago?
No, you want Chicago. But teams do it. I mean, you saw it at the end of the season how teams were approaching the end of the season. What would be in their best interest? The hope is, in as you get through the playoffs, right, is I know it's all good teams, is that if you get the better matchup, you take care of your business, and then there's someone else that can do the dirty work for you. Right? Like NHL last season. Right, Boston has that amazing regular season. How many teams do you think wanted to face Boston in the postseason?
None.
No, they had their fingers crossed. Please let somebody knock them off before we get to them.
Of course.
That's what you hope for.
If you didn't do that.
Right. Like, Miami did. You know what? When push comes to shove, what makes me the most nervous about this, and the let's pump our chests out and everything else, was what happened to us last season. That still scars me from last season.
It was terrible.
As soon as Milwaukee went out, it was, this is great. We love our man.
And I did that.
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's what scares me.
You have 20 seconds, Dan, in Jersey, so go.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. I have a quick question, and this pertains to you, Raymond, as well, because, Rick, would you rather the Knicks or the Islanders, and Dave and Raymond, would you guys rather the Knicks or the Rangers win a championship?
I said the other day, I would rather the Rangers win the title.
Yeah, I would say the Islanders.
Raymond?
It's more immediate. The Rangers, I don't know how long the runway is for the Rangers. So they've got the number one seed. So, yeah, it's got to be.
All right, Raymond, let's go from there to here.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
I mean, on that note, the Knicks, we know who our opponent is. It's the Philadelphia 76ers. Bring them on. I'm not worried about the series. But just in case there is a worry, maybe we can employ a tactic that another team in town uses.
I mean, I think he's considered now the Mets pimp. That's what they call him.
Listen, if you want to dress up in the garden like that, I'm not going to wear a tuxedo, but you can dress like that if you want.
You're kind of the garden pimp.
That's terrible and it's false, and I will not have that thrown out there.
Okay.
Anyway.
North Jersey's
Dave. Dave is a very rude individual. Training for his pickleball. And he's lashing out at the elderly and the overweight.
I did not lash out at the elderly. I lost my you name it. I lost it.
Okay. And what did you say to him?
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
Sounds like lashing out to me.
I did not lash out at the elderly.
You called the old lady Nana.
No, I didn't. Her name was Anna.
Whatever. I've got like 10 seconds here.
Number one.
Just figure out the gate situation, Rick. That I applaud you for being a soldier and battling
oh,
today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for going through the pearly gates to get here this morning. What a warrior you are.
Not quite the pearly gates.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rother Brigham.
Carpe Omnia, New York Knicks.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.